You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Being the favourite to win the French presidency brings its own troubles in an era of political convulsions, and for Emmanuel Macron especially. His En Marche party is a new creation, his profile is hazy to many French voters, and so in the days running up to the decisive vote, which comes of course on Sunday, as Jim Notchley reports now from the south of France, the air is heavy with passion, but also with doubt.
The southern extremity of France, and the weather proving that the seaside and the wet and the cold is much the same if you're on the Mediterranean or the North Sea. Except with the rain hammering down here, we're still talking politics.
Everybody thinks Macron could be the next president, so let's see what's happened right now, even if it's not my point of view.
Macron has argued that he is the face of change. Is that message a strong message here?
I don't know, because it's like a fashion way, you see, a fashion style. Yeah. We know Macron since maybe 2 years, so he's too young.
He's 26 and in a quandary. He leans to the right, but he can't vote for Marine Le Pen because he can't accept her social views.
Most of all for Fillon, the first round, but now we are kind of loose, you see. We don't know how to vote. Maybe not go to the second round, so we feel loose.
A question for one of Emmanuel Macron's organisers here, Navarine Berber.
I voted for Sarkozy, so I know what is on the right side. Emmanuel Macron is not a fashion. He is probably well-dressed, but that's it. He is experienced, and he has a real empathy for French people and for our values. If you really, truly believe that France is a great country, is strong, his economic life can do something that is amazing, don't hesitate.
But there is a lot of hesitation, because the problems of France have been distilled into a potent brew that no one would have recognized a couple of years ago. Bruno Cotre is one of the best-known political scientists in France.
So we have a second round which is going to oppose probably the most extreme candidates, and it tells about France, it tells that something extremely important is happening about France toward globalization, France toward the European Union, but the outcome of the second round is going to be an extremely important news for Europe, not only for France.
The mairie in the heart of the old town of Béziers. As it happens, this town has as its mayor one of the most controversial figures in all the politics of the South, which is saying something. Robert Ménard, a former Marxist, is hardline on immigration, social liberalism, globalization, and he's the authentic voice of change à la marine. What if he wins?
Je crois que ce serait un changement radical. Radical.
I think it would be a radical change. First of all, as a state of mind. The people who vote for Le Pen, the little people, will have the feeling they are going to be defended, that they are listened to, that they are not treated as less than nothing, that we're paying attention to what they say.
Qu'on est attentif à ce qu'ils disent.
So he celebrates the collapse of the traditional centre-right in the first round of voting, predicting that there's going to be a realignment on the right with the National Front in the vanguard, which is why he talks so excitedly about Donald Trump.
Que ça représentait comme révolution.
It represents a revolution in the United States, a revolution against the elites that are the same. Me, I couldn't vote for Mrs. Clinton, as I couldn't vote for Mr. Macron, because they are the same. They are always on the right side. They always take advantage of the system. They are the system.
Qui profitent toujours du système, qui sont le système.
And here is the challenge for Macron. If it is the change election that everyone says, and most voters seem to want, how does he show that he's not an insider pretending to be an outsider just because it's the fashion? If Macron does win, and he remains the strong favourite, will his new party be able to mobilise a bloc in the National Assembly, elected next month, to give him a working government? In this part of France, it's clear that many centre-right voters won't support him. Some on the left will even go to Marine Le Pen. And as we've heard, some of the unconvinced, maybe many, will simply abstain. Yet, the Macron phenomenon is still that, fueled by a feeling for modernization, internationalism, a desire for a reformed EU. It has become a genuine movement. With the help of an alternative in Marine, which divides the country and frightens many voters away. Navarin Berber in his campaign.
I was in Los Angeles when Trump was elected. The night we were preparing a super party with friends, and it was amazing. We were waiting, champagne in the fridge. And minutes after minutes, it was a disillusion. So I really, really hope that it will not happen on Sunday. And every day we are out, the marcheurs and marcheuses are walking everywhere in France, everywhere in Béziers, everywhere in Montpellier, to don't make that happen.
And what will it be like on Saturday night?
On Saturday night, I think that we will all hope and be with our families and think about all that we've done. And what I hope is that no one will think that he could do more or better or something, because we are already giving our best.
And Sunday?
Honestly, if on Sunday Emmanuel Macron wins, it will be one of the best days in my life, because it was not something that has been done just by one man. It's something that has been done with 1,000 people, and we will all win.
Truly, it is the passionate election on both sides. Either way, as Emmanuel Macron always puts it, a page will turn and a new story will begin.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.